Last couple of days we've been talking about the Gemara about Chayam and Beis, which discusses the halach of Nasan Hu Va'amrahi. The Gemara has 2 days. According to the Lishna Kama, Nasan Hu Va'amrahi is Eina Mekudesh as Betelas Vada. And according to the Lishna Basra, it says Safek Yidushin. So the question is, what exactly is the Safek? What's the question? Why should it not? Why should Nasan Hu Va'amrahi not work? So we've mentioned two different approaches. According to the Meiri, the suffix of Nasan Hu Va'amrahi is what Kiyikach includes. Is Kiyikach simply referring to the Nesina? Based on Kiyikach, we know that the husband, the man, has to be the one to give Kesef to the woman. Is that all Kiyikach is telling me? Or does Kiyikach include not only Nesina, but Amira as well? That the man has to say, Hareat Mekudeshes, he has to have a Dibur of Kiddushin. Does Kiyikach include only one element, or does it include more than that? So we explain that perhaps what that means is that there's a suffix whether, as part of the Maisa Kiddushin, one needs a Dibur. Maybe Kiyikach, maybe Dibur is integral to the Maisa Kiddushin itself. That the Maisa Kiddushin not only includes Nesina Sakasa, but it also includes Amira as well. And that could be the suffix of the Gemara, according to the Lishna Basra, what Kiyikach actually means. This we suggest it might be the approach according to the Rid, Shilta Gibarim's Rid, according to the Taras Gittin. They assume that Amir is really integral to the Maisa Kiddushin. That could be what the Lishna Kama is saying. According to the Lishna Basu, it's a Sofik. That's one approach. Then we suggested a second approach. This seems to be what the Ran, the Aleph of Mebeis, is saying. The Ran says that the Sofik in the Gemara, according to the Lishna Basra, is where the shtikas habal can work b'mokom amira. The fact that the baal is being shosek, the fact that he's quiet after the amira of the woman, does that work in place of his dibur? Now, clearly, according to the Ran, dibur couldn't be integral to the ma'isa kiddushin, because if it's a part of the ma'isa kiddushin, then of course you need a dibur of the baal. The Ran must be assuming that dibur is not integral to the ma'isa kiddushin, but you nevertheless need dibur. Perhaps the reason is because Kiyikach tells me that you need a gilui das from the baal. It has to come from the baal. There has to be hochocha, either mikoach diburo, mikoach maisav, that he wants the kiddushin. Not that the dibur is an integral part of the maisav kiddushin. No, the dibur is external to the maisav kiddushin. It's coming to be megala das, to reveal that the rotzon of the baal is to do kiddushin. But that rotzon has to come, that gilui das has to come from the baal. That's what Kiyikach is telling me. The suffix in the Gemara is, if Nasan Hu Va'amrahi, if the Baal doesn't have a Dibur, what is the Baal doing? He's doing an Asina. He doesn't do any Amira. The woman has the Amira. But the Baal is Shosik after her Amira. The question is the Shtika Sabal sufficient? The Shtika Kamira Dami? We assume his Shtika is tantamount to his doing a Maisa to demonstrate his Das for the Kiddushin. But we say, no, Shtika is not Kamira. It's not an action. It's not a Maisa. It's not a Dibur. That's not enough. You need a hochacha, mikoch dibur, mikoch maisa, mikoch shtikas, so it's not enough. That could be the suffix of the Gemara. And this seems to be what the Ran Daf Aleph on the Beis says, because later on in the Gemara, actually on the Rif, the Ran actually writes that the purpose of dibur is to be megala das, that the maisa kiddushin is the nesina sakesef, and the amira is just to be megala the das of the baal. So the Ran writes that beferish. So here, when he's trying to explain the suffix of the Gemara, it seems like he's explaining that the suffix is whether Kiyikach can be satisfied if there's only a shtika mitzad the baal, if there's no actual amira. And we discuss what the nafkamina might be between the two approaches, whether dibur is actually an integral part of the maisa kiddushin, or it's external to the kiddushin, but Kiyikach tells me that we need amira mitzad the baal because we need a gilui das mitzad the baal. The Ran, later on in the Rif, mentions a third shita, what seems to be a third shita in the suffix of the Gemara. What's the suffix that Nasan Hu Va'amrahi? This is the sheet of the Acherim that the Ran quotes related to the Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. So before we look at the Ran, let's first turn to that Gemara. If you have the Gemara, look on the Vav Amud Beis at the bottom. Amar Rav, Tein Mono Leploni Ve'kare Shani Loch, Mekudeshes Midin Orev. Orev Lava Fogab Lomoti Ano Liyodik HaMashav Enafshei, says Rava, Tein mana leploni ve'karish ani loch. The woman tells the man, don't give me any money. You give money to Shimon. If She tells Reuven, you give money to Shimon. And I'll be mekudeshes to you with the money that you give to Shimon. So Zogt Rava, that works. Midin Orev. Orev, a co-signer. Kedushin Midin Orev. What does that mean? Orev, lavaf al gav lamati anali ode kamishabe nafshe. The Orev doesn't get kesa from the Malve. The Malve is lending money to the Love. But the Malve is not happy to lend money to the Love. He doesn't trust the Love. He doesn't think the Love is going to necessarily pay him back. So he's afraid to lend money to the Love. Comes the Orev, comes the third party and says, don't worry about it. Trust me. If you trust me, lend the money to the Love. And if he doesn't pay back, I'll pay you. He co-signs on the loan. So that works. The Orev is not going to shabe nafshe. If the Lova doesn't pay back, then the Arev is going to have to pay back. So says Rava, just like the Arev is Meshabed Nafshe, even though he doesn't get Hanoah, so too the Isha can be Mekudesh, even if she doesn't get Hanoah. What does that mean? The Arev doesn't get Hanoah, but yet he can be Meshabed Nafshe. The Isha can be Mekudesh without getting Hanoah? How can that be? Kidushe Kesef means that the woman can be Mekudesh without receiving anything? How do you understand what's going on? So the Ritva and some other Rishonim point out that you got to read the Gemara carefully. The Gemara doesn't really mean that the Arev is not getting any Hana. The Gemara means that the Arev is not getting tangible Hana. He's not getting the Kesef. Who's getting the Kesef? The Lovah. The Lovah is the one who's getting the Kesef. The Arev is not getting anything. He's just putting his trust out there, right? He's telling the Mavet to trust him. He's not getting the tangible Kesef. But he is getting an intangible Hano. What Hano is the Arev getting? Perish Sakta Ritva. Lav lemeret lamati leishum Hano. Rava never meant to say that the Arev doesn't get any Hano. Of course he gets Hano. Dimkein b'may mishtabed. If he doesn't get any Hano, so how's he being mishtabed himself? Ein hamekach nikne b'dibur bilvad. How is he mishtabed himself? Oh, he gives this word. Okay, shkoyach. But you can't be motzi mamon from him in Bezdin. You can't demand the money from him. What allows the Malva to demand the money from the Arev? There must be some kind of a kinyan, but there is no kinyan. Where's the kesef? Now, what requires the Arev to pay if the Lova can't pay up the Malva? Elalomer the avagad lamati liyode hanoas mo'o shehotzi ha-malved lo higia liyado shel Arev lo kesef lo shove kesef. Rav is saying, even though the Arev didn't get kesef or shavah kesef from the Malva, he didn't actually get tangible hanah from him. The Arev gets hanah because the Malva was motzi mamon al piv. He was malve to the love based on the amunah of the Arev, based on the trust that he has for the Arev. That's a hanah for the Arev. Dano b'chol duchta chashiva kekesef, says the Ritva, k'de parishna b'kava duchti. Hano is always kekesef. The Arev is getting hano, not tangible hano. He's not getting the mamun from the Malva. He is getting hano. What's the hano? Since the Malva shows that he trusts the Arev, so now the Arev is going to do better in the business world. He's going to do better in the marketplace, because people are going to say, look, if this Arev is trustworthy, I'll do business with him. There is an intangible Hano that the Arev gets because now people look at him as a trustworthy person because the Malva trusts him. So there is an intangible Hano that the Arev is getting. And through that Hano, he's Meshabed Nafshe. That's a Kenyan. Right? There's a Kenyan in that. He's receiving something. There's a Kenyan Kesef. So the Sheba can be Chal. Hachanami Zakir Ritva, Aval Gad Lamati Liyoda, Hanoas Mona Atzma. Even though the Isha, Tein Mona, Leploni Ve, Kaneshani Loch, she's not getting the Kesef Mamish. That's going to the third party. Mikni anafshaba hi anoah b'shavya pruta d'yoev mana laploni b'dibura. She's mikni anafsha, she can be mekudeshes to this individual because he gave money al piha. Because he listened to her. He listened to her tzivui. That's a hana. When someone listens to you, that you do get an intangible hana. So Rava is comparing the hana that the Arev gets, the intangible hana that he gets, that the Malva listens to him to lend money to the Lova, to the case of an Isha as well, that if she tells the Ish, she tells Reuven to give mana leploni, give mana leshimon, the Kadesh Anilach, she is deriving Hana from Reuven, because Reuven is listening to her and giving money to Shimon. That's what the Gemara means. The Gemara never meant to say that the Orev doesn't get Hana, that the woman is not getting Hana. Havada, she's getting Hana. The Orev is getting Hana. It's just they don't get a tangible Hana. The Chiddush is, even though they don't actually get the Kesef, they are getting this intangible Hana, that the individual was motzi mamon al piv, and based on that, the Arev is meshabe nafshe, and the woman is going to be mekudeshes as well. That's the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara of Zion, yes, Elon.
Do we already know this? Isn't the man dancing in front of her another example?
That's the man dancing in front of her is an example of Hanukkah Kesef. The question is whether this case is also a Hanukkah Kesef.
So, how is the man dancing?
If I didn't have the Din of Ariv, I wouldn't necessarily know that this is a Hanukkah. Is that a significant Hanukkah? So comes the Din of Ariv and tells me that it is a significant Hanukkah. So then if we apply it in the context of Kiddushin, then it'll Shafa Kiddushin too. This is called Kiddushin Midin Ariv.
So is he teaching this specific case or intangible
hana
in general?
This case. The fact that Schok Lefonai, Rekod Lefonai works, that's a brice on Daf Samach Gimel. That's not Gimel Daf Zayin. Gimel Daf Zayin is giving us a new case of Hanoah Kekesef. As the Ritva says, I've explained in multiple places that Hanoah is Kekesef. It's interesting, if you look at the Ritva, he says on Daf Vava Medbeis, Mekadesh B'milva, we'll get to it in Mirtz Hashem. There are many cases where we see that Hanoah works Kekesef. Dr. Ritva, Rava's Halacha and Daf Zayin is also working Midin Hanoah Kekesef. So comes the Ran now, and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Daf Yarif, the old versions, there's so many Girsos in this Ran. It's complicated between the Hagos of the Bach and other things. It's complicated to get it straight. But once you get it straight, you see that, wow, this is a Ran. So I'd like to learn a Ran together with you today. I'm not sure how much further we're going to get after the Ran, but at least let's go through the Ran well. We'll see that the Acherim in the Ran is really introducing a third sheet of Tanasim who were under. Let's all turn to the Ran, or if you have the handout that I gave you, let's look at it together. Tein mana leploni ve'kai shani loch v'kudeshes nidin or. Mimashem otzinu. From the din of Arev, we can learn that in a similar way, the woman can be Mekudeshes, even if she doesn't get Hanoah directly, as the Ritva explains, she doesn't get the Kesef, but if the man agrees to give a mana to a third party, then she can be Mekudeshes with the Hanoah that she's receiving from the man. The Rambam writes, prepare Kemil Chasishus, the Hainuke Sha'amala Hare Makudashes, Vahanoas Matonazush Nasati al Pich. The Rambam says here too, just like by Adam Choshu, the Rambam says that the man has to come around and say once again, Hare Makudashes li Bahanoa, Shekibalti Mimech Matona. So too over here, Kudashes Midin Arev, according to the Rambam, works only if he repeats the Dibur, he has to say, Hare Mekudeshes li b'hanoah shenasati mamon al pich, that I listen to you. Rambam l'shitoso. There has to be a Dibur, that the husband has to express that he's being Mekadesher with that hanoah. Because you need a Dibur mitzad the Baal, and you need a Nesinas hanoah as well. Right? He has to give hanoah to the woman. The way that it's defined as giving hanoah to the woman is only if he expresses that. If not, the fact that she was makabel hanoah, the fact that she was noteles hanoah, that's not enough. We need a nesinas hanoah, and that only exists if he actually expresses it. The ilo havalei nosan huva amrhi daminan alo desveka havi. The Rambam holds that mikudeshes midin arev is only if the man is choseva omer, he then has a dibur. Because if he doesn't have a dibur, then what do we have over here? The case of the Gemara, Rava's case, is really a Nasan Huva Amrahi. Nasan Huva Amrahi doesn't have to mean that her Amir is after the Nesina, right? She's speaking. She's speaking before the Nesina, but it's Tachta Zel Bazach. There is no dibur mitzad the Baal. There's no dibur mitzad the Baal, then it's Nasan Huva Amrahi. That should be a suffix. And Rava says, Vadei Mekudeshes. So comes the Rambam and says, that's because the man turned around and made a dibur. Without his Amira, he will be no better than Nasan Huvamri, which is only a Sophic. That's the Rambam Shita. Aval Acherim Omrim, but says the Ram Acherim have a different Shita. Da'afilu lo omar klum mahani, that even if the Baal doesn't say anything, it still works. The Kevin, da omar leves kadishan ilach, lu nasan alpia, lo gora mi bedabri ma, liske kidushah, da mahani avabish lo pireish. The Gemara and Avav says Medaber Aliske Kiddusha. If they were talking about Kiddushin before the Nesina, then he gives the Kesef and says nothing b'shas Nesina. That also works. So says the Acherim. By Mekudeshes Midin Arev, the Baal also doesn't have to say anything. Why is it necessary to say anything? Just like Medaber Yimar Aliske Kiddusha, you have an Amira before the Nesina. There's no Amira b'shas Nesina, and that still works. And Mekudeshes Midin Arev, also you have an Amira before the Nesina. You have a Nesina without any Amira B'Shas Nesina. That also should work. What could be the problem, they claim? What's your Kasha? Oh, you mentioned two cases, Mekudeshes Midin Arev, Medabri Mar Liske Kidusha. But there's a third case that you have to entertain, that you have to discuss. What's that? Nosan Huva Amrihi. Ah, you'll tell me, but Nosan Huva Amrihi, there's no Amira Mitzad Debal. Right? Nosan Huva Amrihi, you have an Amira there. You have an Asina. You have an Amira. If you say Mekudeshes Midin Arev works because there's an Amira and there's an Asina, you say Medabri Mar Liske Kidusha works because there's an Amira and there's an Asina, even though the Amira was actually not B'Shas Nesina, that's okay. So why is Nosan Huva Amrihi only a Suffolk? The Nesina occurs first, and the Amir is only afterwards. It's after Kedai Dibur, let's say. There's a Mais and a Sina, and later there's an Amir mitzad the woman. So he says, Bishas, Mais and a Sina, we don't know what the Rotsan is. We don't know if there's a Das for Kedushin. It's not clear from the Mais and Asina that he gave B'Torah's Kiddushin. Maybe he gave it L'Shem Matana. So what makes it clear? What creates the Hochacha that it's L'Shem Kiddushin? Her Amira. If the Kiddushin is Nigmur Bamirasa, if her Amir is what creates the Hochacha, then that attack is not going to work to create the Kiddushin. Avokan said the Acherim, Avokan who also makes the Kiddushin Lagamri, Shari bin Esina Zu, he miskadeshes will Dibur Acher. The Havale Dibur Adidakim, Adabi Mal, is Gegita Vikidusha, the Mahani Afilubistan. Say the Acherim. But by Mekudeshes Midin Arev, her Amir is before the Nesina. So it's not that her Amira after the Nesina is Gomer the Kiddushin. His Nesina is Gomer the Kiddushin without her later Amira. He's doing a Maisa Kiddushin Legamri through the Nesina because what? Right? He does a Maisa Nesina. We know that there's a Kiddushin taking place over here. So it doesn't matter that there's no Dibur Mitzad the Baal claim the Acherim because the Nesina, B'Shas Nesina, it's Muchach that he's giving it L'Shem Kiddushin. Just like Medabri Malis Ke Kiddusha, it's Muchach B'Shas Nesina that he's giving it L'Shem Kiddushin. And that works even though there's no Dibur B'Shas Nesina. By Mekudeshes Midin Arev as well, there's no Dibur B'Shas Nesina, but so what? You don't need a Dibur B'Shas Nesina. As long as B'Shas Nesina, it's Muchach that the Nesina is L'Shem Kiddushin, then that taka works. And Nasan Huva Amrahi, what's the key difference? What's the difference between Nasan Huva Amrahi and the other two cases? That the Amira there is occurring when? Not before the Nesina, but after the Nesina. So B'Shas Nesina, it's not Muchach that the Ish is giving the Kesef or doing or giving the Hanoah L'Shem Kibush. That's the difference according to the Zacher. The question is, when is the Amira taking place? If it's taking place before the Kiddushin, before the Nesina, then it works. And I don't care who does that Amira. He could do the Amir, she could do the Amir. It doesn't matter. How do I know it doesn't matter who does the Dibur? Well, because he says, Mekudeshes Midin Arev, she's doing the Amira. Medabri Maliske Kiddusha, he's doing the Amira. So you see, it doesn't matter who does it. She could do it, he could do it. It doesn't matter. As long as it's before the Nesina, it works. Because B'Shas Nesina, it's Muchach that he's giving it L'Shem Kiddushin. And also in Huva Amr, he, since the Amira is after the Kiddushin, happens to be she's doing the Amira after the Kiddushin, but that doesn't really matter. The key is that the Amira is after the Kiddushin, it's after the Mais Nesina, so B'Shas Mais Nesina, we don't know what the Nesina is for. We don't know that it's L'Shem Kiddushin. That's why it's not going to work. This is the sheet of the Acherim, putting the three different cases together. Yosef.
If the order is split, then you automatically...
If the order is what?
If the order is split, and she has an Amira before the Nesina, you automatically assume it's Medabri Maliske Kiddushin.
Not that it's Medabri Maliske Kiddushin, but it accomplishes the same thing, meaning the Mais and Nesina must be L'Shem Kiddushin. Because if his Mais and Nesina is not L'Shem Kiddushin, he shouldn't be giving her Kesef. He shouldn't be giving her Anah.
If it's successive, but it's just the flipped order, then it would be okay.
What do you mean? If it's successive, first the Amira, then the Nesina.
First the Amira, then the Nesina, but it's right next to each other. I suppose the Nesina, then the Amira, the Isha.
Pain mana leploni.
Would that be nasanu amra here?
Pain mana leploni. Ve'akadeshani loch. The amir is before the nesina. Let's say the other guy is standing right there. The amir is right before the nesina. That's mekudeshes midin arif. So as long as the amir is before the nesina, it works. If the amir is after the nesina, then it wouldn't work. If it's betoch the dibra of the nesina, so then I think that would still work because that's just samuch to the nesina. So we treat it as though it's still during the time of the ma'aseh nesina. But if it's, let's say, after Kedei Dibar, right, it's a minute or two or 5 minutes, whatever, after the Nesina, then that would not work according to the Ach. Okay? Now, what are the Acherim clearly assuming? What's the purpose of the Amir according to the Acherim? What do you think?
Birur.
Birur, you say. Who said that? Elon? Good. Birur. Okay, before we get to a different, a new approach, let's just plug it into the old approaches. Can the Acherim work with one of the other approaches we had? The first approach, the most extreme, the Rid in the Torah's Gittin, that the purpose of Dibur is that it's an integral part of the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. Can the Acherim work with that? No. Obviously not. Why? Because by Mekudeshes Midin Arev, it doesn't make any sense. There is no Dibur Mitzad Debal, so how can that work? Right? According to the Acherim, the Baal is not Chozer Va'omer, against the Rambam. According to the Acherim, the Baal does not have to say, Harei Mekudeshes Li B'Hanoah Zu, that I'm giving mana leploni. So there is no Dibur Mitzad the Baal, and nevertheless, the Acherim hold that it works. Can the Acherim hold like the Ran and the Rashba? Can they hold that maybe there's a need for Dibur Mitzad the Baal, but it's just Dibur is not an integral part of Kiddushin, it's somewhat extraneous, it's external to the Kiddushin, but Kiyikach tells me that you need the Gilu Das coming from the Baal, you need a Hochacha Mitoch Ma'aseh Mitoch Dibur. Can they hold like the second approach? Can they hold like the second approach?
No,
absolutely not. Because if that's the case, Nochamo, by Mekudeshes Midin Arev, how does it work? There is no Hochacha Mitzad the Ma'aseh of the Baal or the Dibur of the Baal. Certainly no hochacha mitzad the dibur of the Baal. Is there a hochacha mitzad the ma'is of the Baal? I don't think so. Mitzad the nesina of the Baal, there's absolutely no hochacha that he's giving at Lashem Kiddushin. The hochacha is mitzad the amira of the woman before the nesina of the Baal. There's nothing intrinsic to the nesina of the Baal that indicates that he's giving at Lashem Kiddushin. Ellie?
Why not? If you would have asked him the day before, would you give this guy money? He would have said no.
There's no hochacha mikoach is ma'isa. The hochacha is mikoach, the context. The fact that he's doing it after the woman spoke. So it's not really his Ma'aseh Nesina that's giving Hochacha. There's nothing, if we look at the Ma'aseh Nesina itself, there's no Hochacha Mitoch Ma'aseh. It's that he's doing it after her Amira. So it's really the Amira. It's the context that he's doing it after her Dibur, that's the Hochacha. That's not Mikoach Ma'aseh. It's not Mikoach Ma'aseh. It's that we happen to know what he's thinking. We happen to know that he's thinking Kiddusha, but not because there's something intrinsic to the Ma'aseh. That's not a Hochacha Mikoach Ma'aseh. That's not Hochacha Mikoach Dibur. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, so what is a Hochacha Mikoach Ma'aseh? I mean, Ein Lecha Hochacha Mikoach Ma'aseh Gedol Mizu, right? Hochacha Mikoach Dibur, that we understand. But Hochacha Mikoach Ma'aseh, well, what's an example of a Hochacha Mikoach Ma'aseh? I think the best example of a Hochacha Mikoach Ma'aseh is Kiddush Eshtar. Right? According to those we've shown that you don't need a special Dibur Mitzad the Baal, by Kiddush Eshtar, if it's written in the shtar Hareat Mekudeshes Li, and he gives the shtar to the woman, then his ma'aseh itself demonstrates that he wants kiddushin, because it's in dem verta of the shtar. It's lying in the words of the shtar that he has a rotzen for kiddushin. There, I can say that even if he says nothing, in the taka asamri shonim ahodi, you don't need a dibur by kiddush shtar. Even if he says nothing, it's muchach mikoach ma'aseh that he wants the kiddushin, because in the ma'aseh itself. It's mucha. The nesinas hashtar is a hochacha that he wants the kiddushin. But here, he gives the mana to Ploni. Do you know that he wants the kiddushin? Maybe he wants to give the mana to Ploni stan. So she told him, I'll be mekudeshes to you if you give him mana to Ploni. Who says he has that in mind? There's nothing absolutely muchach. Right? You might think so, but it's not really mucha completely. Mikoach ma'aseh. Right? What makes it muchach? What makes it muchach is that she said something. Because she said something before, that's what makes it muchach. So it's not really a hochacha mikoach dibur, mikoach ma'aseh. So why does it work? Because Because the Acherim hold that Dibur is not integral to the Maisa Kiddushin. And Dibur is not necessary to be Megala, the Das of the Baal, to make sure there's a Hochacha Mikach Maisa Mikach Dibur. Why is Dibur necessary according to these Acherim? Dibur is just necessary to create an Umdana de Muchach. As long as I know what the Ratzon is here, Kiyikach does not require a Hochacha Mikach Dibur. Kiyikach doesn't require a Hochach Mikach Dibur. I just have to know what the Ratzon is. Kiyikach requires Nesina, requires something from the Baal, requires a nice Nesina mitzad the Baal, but it doesn't require a Dibur mitzad the Baal. It just requires we just have to know. There's just a side requirement. There's a Tnai in Kiddushin that you have to know that there's a Ratzon to Kiddushin. And Umdana de Muchach is just as strong as a Dibur. As long as I know, based on some independent, based on some factor, that there's a Ratzon to Kiddushin, that's fine. That's fine for me. I have Kiyikach because the Baal did a Ma'is and a Sina. There's an Umdana de Muchach that he has a Ratzon for the Kiddushin. That's enough. I put two and two together and I can make a Kiddushin over here. These Acherim are clearly assuming that I don't need Dibur as part of the Ma'is and Kiddushin. Certainly it's not integral to the Ma'is and Kiddushin. But I don't even need a Dibur mitzad the Baal. Kiyikach doesn't require that I need the Hochacha to come Mikach Dibur or Mikach Ma'is. As long as there's an Umdana de Muchach Ba'alma, as long as there's a Hochacha Ba'alma, as long as I know, right, we estimate that the Baal and the Isha want this Kiddushin, then the Kiddushin can be Chal. Even if there's no Dibur mitzad the Baal. And that's how Mekudeshes Midin Arev works. That's how Medabri Ma Al Iske Kiddusheha works as well. Right? According to these Acherim, there's no Dibur b'shas Kiddushin, that if you really need a Dibur for the Kiddushin, why should it work? Acherim hold that if you need a Dibur b'shas Kiddushin, so why is Medabri Ma Al Iske Kiddusheha going to work? It's not b'shas HaKiddushin. They don't have this elastic approach that, no, the Shas Kiddushin can be stretched. Shas Kiddushin is Shas Kiddushin. Shas Maisin Asina. So how does Medabri Ma'aliske Kiddushah work? Now in the Acherim, it works because all you need is a Hochacha Ba'alma. You need it to be Muchach. Muchach. You need it to be Muchach that they want Kiddushin. So as long as I know, as long as I have some kind of Hochacha, as long as I have some kind of Hochacha, that's enough to create the Kiddushin. Maybe even if the Baal is not the one who's speaking Al Iske Kiddusha, maybe if someone else, we have to see, maybe even if someone else is talking Al Iske Kiddusha, as long as there's a Hochacha that they want the Kiddushin, that might be sufficient to shaft the Kiddushin. Because Kiyikach doesn't mean I need a Dibur. I don't need a Giladas mitzad the Baal. I need a Maisa mitzad the Baal. I have my Maisa Nesina. As long as I have a Maisa Nesina, and I have a Hochacha that they want the Kiddushin, then the Kiddushin can be chal. Sorry?
Even that the woman wants it, not the man?
Why not? Yeah. Why not? Is there any halacha moshmesina that it has to come from the man? Kiyikach, that's all kiyikach means. Kiyikach means you need a mais and a sinah mitzad about. I have that. There's only thing that the hochach has to come mitzad about. That's the birka shmol, that's the ram, that's the rashba, that's not acher. The acher have a different shita. They seem to have a different shita.
Maybe it's not a mais and a sinah, doesn't want it that way.
Not a mice Messina? Is he giving kesef?
Not to her.
He's not giving kesef to her. Is he giving hanah to her?
The case of the Ari.
Is he giving hanah to her?
But
he is giving hanah. What?
Maybe not doing it on purpose for a kiddushin. He's like Rabbi said, maybe just giving it stop to Shimon. So he's giving it to Shimon.
But
for her, she gets hanah, but he doesn't mean to give her hanah.
No, but now that he's doing an asina after her amira, so now we have an umdana demucha that he's giving it to her. He's giving it to the third party l'shem kiddushin. So even though that hochacha stems from something that the woman said, that's not a problem. Because Kiyikach doesn't require that the hochacha should come mitzad the Baal. But we're assuming that if he gives the kesef to the third party after the amira of the woman, we're assuming that we have an umdana de muchach. We know for sure that's what he wants. It's just that the hochacha doesn't stem from the Baal. Come the acherim and say, the hochacha doesn't have to stem from the Baal. As long as there's an umdana de muchach be'alma, not stemming from the Baal, but there's a rotzon for kiddushin, that's also enough. Because there's no din that I need a dibur mitzad the Baal. Not mitzad being an integral part of the ma'aseh kiddushin, and not mitzad having a gilui das from the Baal. I don't need that gilui das from the Baal. I just need to know. I need a hochacha. The eidim have to know what the rotzon is. As long as there's a rotzon for kiddushin, and I have a ma'aseh and a sinu mitzad the Baal, that can create kiddushin. Ilan?
Thank you.
That's the Achim. That's the Achim. So comes the Ran, Jacob.
Can we say that according to Hiram Dibur is integral, but it's integral to creating it under the Mepha?
That's not what Dibur being integral to Kiddushin means. If Dibur is integral to the Maaseh Kiddushin, that means just like I need Nesinas HaKesef to make a Kiddushin, I need a Dibur. Without a Dibur, not just a Dibur, but I need the Baal to do the Dibur. That's what Kiyikach tells me according to that Shita. Kiyikach tells me I need Dibur, I need Nesina plus Dibur. So if the Nesina has to be Mitzad the Baal, the Dibur has to be Mitzad the Baal too. So if I don't have Dibur Mitzad the Baal, I can't get to first base. Clearly, according to the Acherim, I don't need a Dibur Mitzad the Baal because when Kodesh is Midin Arei, there is no Amir Mitzad the Baal, nevertheless it works. So they're not learning that Amir is an integral part of the Kiddushin. So the Ran argues with the Acherim because he holds that Hochocha Ba'alma is not enough. We know what the Ran holds. He told us already on Daf Aleph Amud Beis, but he reiterates his Shita from Daf Aleph Amud Beis over here because that's why he disagrees. That's why he disagrees with the Acherim. He actually mentions another reason why he disagrees with the Acherim, but he puts it all together. Let's see the Ran. Let's continue. This is at number 3. If you have the numbers up. V'dibri ha-Ramam zal nirin li'ika. So now the Ran says, I think the Acherim are incorrect. I think the Ramam is more correct. V'havadai nosun huvamer hi damina desveka havi mishum tilokach isha la'ish hainu kasha'amr kem b'shas nesina. Says the Ran, nosun huvamer hi. The Gemara has a suffix. Suffix is there ki'ikach or not ki'ikach? The Ran already shows his hand. Suffix of the Gemara is whether it's viewed as ki'ikach or not. What's the case over there? So according to the Acherim, the case is where the Amira occurs after the Nesina, right? So comes the Ran and says, that can't be. The Amira has to be B'shas Nesina. Aval la'acha Nesina lo adifa shtika didei mi shtika dida. Hecha denosinu va'omer hu b'shoske hi gavi nosin lo... You got to read the whole Ran, right? You can't stop in the middle, so it gets a little complicated, right? The Ran says, aval la'acha Nesina lo adifa shtika didei. We'll just read it slowly, but we're going to read a lot. Okay, so hold on to your hats. La'acha nesina lo adifa shtika dide mishtika dida. His shtika after her amira is no better than her shtika. In what context? Mishtika dida hecha denosan hu va'omer hu v'shoska hi. A regular case of kiddushin. Nosan hu va'omer hu v'shoska hi. She's quiet. Normal case of kiddushin, she's quiet. But it's not a completely normal case. Come the brackets and say gabi nosan la pikadon v'omer la kinsi pikadon zeh. That's the case that he's referring to. Right? Where he initially gives her the kesef l'shem pikadon. He says, could you watch this $100 for me? And she takes it from him. And then he scratches his head. He says, you know what? Maybe you should take that for kiddushin. What's this called? Shtika l'acha matan mos. She shows sick. Not the original shtika v'shash matan mos. He first says, Kinsi Pikadam, Kinsi Li Mamun Zed L'Shem Pikadam. That's not L'Shem Kiddushin. That Nesina wasn't L'Shem Kiddushin. V'chazav Amal Lahari Amakudesh Esli V'shoska the Amar Rav L'Kamon V'shtika Dido L'Acham Atan Mos Lav Klumhi. Rav says, Shtika L'Acham Atan Mos Lav Klumhi. The woman is always Shosek L'Acham Atan Mos, right? He says, Hari Amakudesh Esli V'tabazu and then puts the ring on her finger. That's what happens normally at a chuppah. He says the Harei at first, then he puts the ring on the finger. So there's also, that's a Shtikal Acha Matan Mos. Right? He says it, he puts it on the finger, and she shows it, right? Wrong. That's not Shtikal Acha Matan Mos. That's Shtikal B'Shas Matan Mos. He says he's giving it to her L'Shem Kiddushin. He gives her the Kesef afterwards, and she shows it. Doesn't throw it off. Right? The way Kiddushin occurs is that the Chosin says the Hareyat, then he puts the ring on the Kala's index finger. He doesn't put it all the way down. He puts it right at the edge. Right at the edge. Up to the first knuckle. She sticks out her finger, he puts it right up to the edge. Why? So one reason is so that it should be Begolu. She doesn't put it on the ring finger. He puts it on the index finger. First of all, it should be Begolu, that the Adam can see easily. And sometimes you put it on the ring finger, it's being hidden by the other fingers. Puts it on the index finger so it could be seen. And secondly, it's right there at the end. So if she wants to not accept the condition, she can throw off the ring. Right? After spending all the money on the smorgasbord and on the... Right? It's not going to happen, Bismarck said, probably. Right? But that's the original reason. That he puts it at the edge of the finger so that she has an opportunity to respond. Not bedibur, but she can respond b'maisa. She doesn't want the kiddushin. She can throw off the ring. So there's always a shtika, but it's b'shas matan mas. But if he says kinsili mamon sebetaras pikadon, and then he changes his mind and says arei makadoshesli, and then she shows it that shtika la'achar matan mas comes Rav and says that doesn't work because we don't know why she's being shasik. Maybe she's quiet because she said he originally gave it to me b'taras pikadon. I'm ignoring his second statement. I'm not taking this l'shem kiddushin. Maybe she still has in mind l'shem pikadon. We don't know that she has rotzen for kiddushin. Says Rav, shtika la'achar matan mas is not going to work. Comes the Ran and says, if Nasan Huva Amrahi, the Amira is occurring after the Nesina, way after the Nesina, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour after the Nesina, or a minute after the Nesina. It's La'acha Kedei Dibur. And now he's being Shosek. That's like Shtika La'acha Matan Mos. It's like her Shtika La'acha Matan Mos. Do we know what his Ratzon is? Do we know what his Das is? He gave the Kesef, B'Shas Nesina, Shas Nesina, there was no expression of Ratzon for Kiddushin. The expression of Ratzon for Kiddushin occurred after the Nesina. So B'Shas Nesina, we don't know what his Ratzon is. That's not a Safek Kiddushin. Just like Shtika La'acha Matan Mos doesn't work, but Toras Vaday, says the Ran, Shtika B'Shas Matan Mos shouldn't work. No, just like Shtika La'acha Matan Mos mitzad the Isha doesn't work, so to Nosan Huva Omrahi, if the Amir is occurring after Kedei Dibur, after the Nesina, Nosan Huva Omrahi v'shosaku, right? Nosan Huva Omrahi v'omrahi v'shosaku. That's like a shtika la'achar matan mos, because we don't know b'shas Nesina what his rotson was. So shtika la'achar matan mos doesn't work mitzad the isha. Shtika la'achar matan mos mitzad the ba'al also shouldn't work. But tarz vanai, what's the problem? Gemara in the Lishna Basra says nasan huva amrehi is a safek kiddushin. So how can the acherim make any sense? Says the Ran. The acherim say the chiluk between the kedushas midin arev and medabri maliske kiddusha on the one hand, and Nasan Huva Amrahi on the other, is a question of whether the Nesina is before the Amir and the Nesina is after the Amir. So that the Ran can't be. Nasan Huva Amrahi can't be talking about where the Amira is after the Nesina. It's got to be B'shas Nesina, because if it's after the Nesina, it's no better than Shtika La'acha Matan Mos, which also doesn't work. Just like the woman who shows La'acha Matan Mos, there can't be a Kiddushin, so if the Baal shows La'acha Matan Mos, it can't be Kiddushin. Why do I call it La'acha Matan Mos? Because the Amir of the woman took place after the Nesina. So B'shas Nesina, we don't know that his Ratzon was for Kiddushin. So of course that's not going to work. That's Vaday Einam Mekudesha, says the Ran. How can the Acherim learn that Nasan Uva Amr here is where the Amir occurs after the Nesina? Can't be after the Nesina. It must be when? B'shas Nesina. That's not a Shtika La'acha Matan Mos. It occurs B'shas Nesina. If it occurs B'shas Nesina, then I can understand the Safek of the Gemara. That according to the Acherim, that the only way Nasan Huva Amrahi can be understood is if the Amira is after the Nesina. And that's why the Amira can't create the Hochacha necessary. Because there's no Hochacha B'Shas Nesina. Right? According to the Acherim, I only need a Hochacha B'Alma. I don't need a Hochacha from the Baal. But the Hochacha has to be in place before the Nesina. So the Acherim hold Nasan Huva Amrahi doesn't work because the Amir is after the Nesina. Comes around and says, no, that can't be. If it's after the Nesina, then it's Vaday Enem Akudeshes. But the Lishna Basra says it's a Sovag Enem Akudeshes. So what must be? Claims the Ran, it must be that Nasan Huva Amrahi is talking about a case where the Nesina and the Amira occur the Vasachas. Either Betoch Kedei Dibur of the Nesina you have the Amira, or the Amira was before the Nesina. You know, the Lashon of the Gemara doesn't sound like that. Nasan Hu for Amrahi. Right? But it could be before also. Right? Before is an easier case to fathom. The Amira is before, right? So comes the Ran and says, even though the Amira is before, that might not necessarily work. That's the suffix of the Gemara. What's the suffix? There's a shtika of the Baal. The Amira of the woman is not going to be enough. There's a shtika of the Baal. What's the suffix? Is the shtika of the Baal, Kamira. Does that work? Midin kiyikach, or does it not work? Midin kiyikach. Let's see the Ran. What does he say? He says, the Divrei HaRambam nearly Iker, number 3 in the Ran. Here as well, kol shken hacha, this shtik of the Baal is not going to work. The imei kor yoivla stoma umidina harei henshel of matana. He gives her the kesef initially. There's an asina mitzad the Baal, but stam, he doesn't say anything. Then mitzad hadin, it's hers. It's like a matana. Skipping a little bit, the leka sveka, says the Ran. There is no suffix. The Amira Dida Ushtika Dide La'achamatan Mos, Amira Dida afterwards, Ushtika Dide La'achamatan Mos, Lav Klumu. His Shtika is nothing, it's after Matan Mos, so how do we know what he means? Said the Ran, Elevada Benosan Uvamrahi Bishas Nasina Huda Mesafkalan. Nosan Uvamra, he is not talking about where the Amira is after the Nasina, like the Achayim. No, it's Bishas Nasina. The Tokhele Dibar, a little bit before, but it's got to be Bishas Nasina. The Afal Bisha Almanas Kein Nosan La. Even though since it's Bishas Nasina, clearly Almanas Kein Nosan La. Let's say the Amira is before the Nasina. The Amira is before the Nasina, Vada, he gave it to her, the Shem Kiddushin. Nevertheless, it's a suffix whether it works. Why? Says the Ram, Velodami Libadabi Maliske Gita Vikidusha, the Hosam Visha Omer Hu. Says the Ram, the Yisod, the difference between Mikudeshes Midin Arev and Medabi Maliske Kidusha on the one hand, and Nosanu Vamrehi, what's the difference? Two words, what's the difference? Omer Hu. Is there a Dibur Mitzad the Baal or not? That's the whole Sugya. The Acherim say no, it's a question of whether there's a Hochocha Bishas Nasina. Right? Is there a hochacha b'shas nesina? That hochacha doesn't have to be mitzad the Baal. Even if it comes ba'alma, that's good enough. Says the Ran, no. The question is whether there's a dibur mitzad the Baal. You need an actual dibur mitzad the Baal to make it work. Any case that you see it, there's kiddushin, there must be a dibur mitzad the Baal. Nasan huva amrei here. The reason why there's a suffix is because there's no dibur mitzad the Baal. Levadav nasan huva amrei b'shas nesina de mesafkalon. Why doesn't it work? Because medabri mal iske gita v'kidusha hasam b'sha amar hu avakol shalo amar hu lav klumu. That's the key line by the hey and agos haba. Kol shalo amar hu lav klumu. That's the key line of the Ran. Aval pishin esina sumuchach hashu maskim l'divrei ha'isha eino moa shtika didei hareo kishtika dido alachem atan moos. Even for sure matter. Kol shelo omar hu lav klumu, says the Ran. You need a dibur mitzad the Baal. So what's the suffix? Just skipping a little bit. What's the suffix? So he says nehid de ba'alma chashvinan shtika kaskama. Even though normally shtika kododami, let's say the man says harei amukudeshesli and the woman is quiet shtika kododami, that works. So shtika there works and shtika the Baal doesn't work. He says yeah, of course. It's exactly what I told you on daf aleph amid beis. Says the Ran, the problem is that without a dibur of the Baal, maybe it's not kiyigah. Maybe it is kiyigah, maybe it's not kiyigah. What's the suffix? Is shtika sabal kamir or is it not kamir? That's the Ran. The Acherim hold, what's the suffix of the Gemara? What's the suffix of Nasan Huva Amr here according to the Acherim? The suffix is because we don't really know what the guy wants. We don't really know what the Nesina was for. Maybe it was L'Shem Kiddushin, maybe it wasn't L'Shem Kiddushin. We don't know. Why do we not know according to the Acherim? Why? Because the Amira took place when? After the Nesina. That's the Yisrael. So if the Amira takes place after the Nesina, we don't know what his Ratzin is. The Suffolk, according to the Acherim, is what? Define it. The Suffolk is a Suffolk in Mitzis. Suffolk in whether he has Kavan L'Shem Kiddushin or not. Comes around and says, no, absolutely not. Nasan Uvamer, he must be talking about that the Nesina and the Amira Bisha'ad at the same time. Because if not, Vadai Eina Makudashis. The Suffolk is in Din. Not a Suffolk in Mitzias, it's a Suffolk in Din. Where the Shtika Sabal Ka Amira Dami. Is that enough to be called Kiyikach or not? Yes.
There's a Suffolk in the in what the Baal knows or doesn't know, then it shouldn't work at all. It's not that the Gemara should have a suffix in itself.
Why? Suffix, what is involved in Kiyigach? Is it just enough to have an Asina mitzad the Baal? Right? No, better. Nesina, definitely you need. Maybe you even need some kind of Gilui Milsim Mitzad the Baal too. The question is, how is that Gilui Das going to be generated? Does it have to be generated by an Amira or by a Maisa? Or maybe Shtika is enough for that Das to be generated. That's the Suffolk of the Gemara. Exactly what the Ran explained on the Daf Aleph Beis in the Rif. Right? Does Kiyigach require a Dibur or a Maisa Mitzad the Baal? Where it's Muchach Mitoch Dibur or Mitoch Maisa, Mamish? Or maybe if it's Muchach Mitoch Shtikoso, that's enough for the Kiyigach. Yaakov, what's the problem?
He's asking on the Acher, he's not asking on the Ran.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go ahead. What's the Kash on the Acher?
If you're saying that the Suffolk is what the Baal knows or doesn't know, then the Gemara...
Not what the Baal knows or doesn't know. What we know, do we know, is there an Umdana de Muchach that the Baal is giving her the money, L'shem Kiddushin, if he didn't do an Amira beforehand? Right? But maybe if the Amira is only afterwards, maybe it's not, maybe he didn't have in mind L'shem Kiddushin. We don't know. We don't know. It's a suffix. You're saying it should be Vada and Mikudash because if he doesn't say anything, so why would we think it's L'shem Kiddushin?
I'm saying if we don't know what he's thinking at all, then Vada shouldn't work because the point is that there should be clarity what's going on. So it's not that the market has a suffix. It's that if there's a suffix as to what, like if we don't know at all...
Are you saying according to the Achim, if the Amir is occurring after Kedei Dibra of the Nesina, so B'Shach Nesina, we mamish have no idea.
And that, so
if we have no idea, then we should just assume that it's not L'shem Kiddushin.
So you can't see that the Gemara has a suffix.
I hear it's a good point. That's an interesting point. The Acherim somehow are assuming, well, that's the Ran's Kash on the Acherim, no? Isn't that what he's asking? He's saying that should be Vaday in HaKudeshes, because no better than Shtika Lachamat and Mo. Somehow the Acherim are assuming that man giving money to woman, why would he be doing that? Man gives ring to woman. Stami means the Shem Kiddushin. I don't know. Maybe it's that they were talking about getting married. They've been talking, they've been dating for a little while. Talking. Medabri maliske kidushah, that it's not. They're not a sukkim bo suinyan. Right? They're not. And they weren't just talking about it. Right? But they were talking about it a week ago. And then magically, he suddenly appears. Right? He suddenly appears, gets down on one knee, proposes to her, and there's a band there, and the friends are there, and everything. Like a proposal that we do now. Everything is there with the Adam and everything. And it's not just an engagement, but it's real. So that looks like a Kiddushin to me. He didn't say anything. He just gave her the ring. So how do we know? Well, because they were talking about it before. That's not Medabri Maliske Kiddushah, because it's not a Sugamosulin, it's not connected to the Nesina, but we can extrapolate. We have an Umdana Demucho that may, or maybe we can think, well, look, we don't know. Maybe it's Kiddushin, maybe it's engagement. It's a suffix. So that's Taka why the Gemara has a suffix. Maybe that's the Pshat. Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I think that's the Kasha where the Eager asks on the Mishnah Lamelech that Rabbi gave
us. Okay, let's hold. Okay, before okay, we'll get to that in Mitzvah Shem, so maybe bring that up when we talk about the Mishnah Lamelech. Okay. Comes the Ran, and then does an about face. This part of the... Till now, I think we're okay. But the Ran throws a monkey wrench in here. And if you're not careful, if you don't read the Ran carefully, you can be totally thrown by this. And then you say to yourself, what's the Ran saying? The pshat is like, it just becomes very difficult. So let's just read it slowly and carefully. We'll see if it's not difficult at all. Number 5. Oshema Toma. The Ran has just explained to us what the suffix of Nasan Huva Amre he is. And now he's doing an about face. Oshema Toma Loki. El Shtikosa Mora Haskamosa. Shemitoch shi neseres, misa de lo micha lo ahoye lo limchos. Shtikas ha'isha. A normal case. Hariyam ha'kudesh ha'sidhi tabazir. And the woman is quiet. So, what's in that shtika? So comes the Ran and says, well, maybe the difference between her shtika and the Baal shtika is that normally when she's shosek, it means a lot to her. There are ramifications that she has to take into account. She can't marry anyone else. If it's not this guy, if she's married to this person, she can't marry someone else. So her shtika, we take seriously. Because she's Neseres HaKulayama through the Kiddushin, so she means business with that shtika. So we take it seriously. He can marry someone else. What does he care to jump back and say, absolutely not, I don't want this to be Kiddushin? Maybe he's not maskim. We don't know if he's maskim or not. Aval hocha, but by kiddushim he didn't already. Gabitain mana leplaniras kadoshani loch. Afilu deshasak havi maskim lidvareha. Kevan de lo nosan ela laachasha amra lo kein. Hilkach afilu lo amar midi b'shas nesina mekudeshes. By kiddushim he didn't already. When is the nesina taking place? After her dibur. So we know for sure he wants the kiddushim. But by a regular, but by Nasan Huvamra, he, the shtika is occurring after her Amira, after his Nesina. So in that case, we don't know what his shtika means. Maybe he really doesn't care. Maybe he doesn't want it to be L'Shem Kiddushin. But he's not jumping up and saying, I don't want it to L'Shem Kiddushin. No, because he knows that it doesn't really matter. He can marry someone else. He marries someone else, so he's not bent on jumping up and saying, I don't want it, just because he doesn't have kavanah l'shem kiddushin. But by a woman, if she doesn't want it to be kiddushin, she better express her rutzon. Because if not, she better express her lack of rutzon. Because if not, she's going to be in trouble. So, as some of you asked in Seder, but a man also, you know, he has shibudim of mizonos and other things, he has to support his wife, so why wouldn't he, Moshe mentioned this, right? Why wouldn't he jump up and say, no, I don't want to be married to this woman, I don't want to have to support her. But it's not the same as not being able to marry someone else. He gets things from her too, right? She has shibudim toward him. It's not the worst thing in the world. But to be neseres hakuleyama, that's really significant. So by the woman, her shtika we take seriously. Because if she doesn't want to be married to this guy, she will jump up and say, I don't want to be married to him. But the man? Not so clear. Not muchach. Im kein ein asavik machmas tilokach isha leish. That's the next key line of the Rav. Im Kain, according to this pshat, the suffix is not whether Nosan Huva Amr he is Kiika, but rather whether he's maskim or not. What's the Rav saying? The Rav is going back and forth what the suffix is. Is the suffix in Metzias or is the suffix in Din? Is the suffix in Metzias whether he's maskim or is the suffix in Din whether it's Kiika or not? The Acherim felt that the suffix is in Metzias. Whether there's a hochacha that he really wants kiddushin. And what's that dependent on? Whether the amir is before the nesina, after the nesina. Right, that's what the Acherim was saying. Then the Ram came around and said, but I disagree. I'm with the Rambam. I'm a Rambam man. I hold mikudeshes midin orei, the Baal has to have a dibur. The suffix in the Gemara is not for mitzius. It's not in the mitzius whether there is a whether he is maskim or not, whether there is a hochacha that he's maskim or not. No, it's a suffix in din, whether the shtika of the Baal is kamira, whether it's kiyikach. Comes around and says, but you know something? I could explain that there's a suffix in Mitzias, just not like the Acher. See, he goes back to the other approach. He says, the suffix might be in Mitzias, whether he's maskim or not, but not like what the Acher is saying, that the suffix is because the Amira takes place after the Nesina. Says the Ran, that can't be, because that would be Vaday Eina Mekudeshes, like Shtika La'achamat and Mos. The reason why it can be a suffix in Metzias, whether he's maskim or not, is because by the Baal, he doesn't care so much to say that he's not maskim when he's not maskim. By the woman, Harei Mekudeshes Li, and she's quiet, if she really didn't want it, she would jump back. But Nasan Huva Amrahi, if the Amrahi, if he doesn't really want it, he's not going to jump back. He doesn't care because he can marry someone else. Suffolk whether he's maskim to the Kiddushin or not. So the Ran seems to bring back the Acherim shot in the Suffolk, whether this that the Suffolk is whether he's maskim or not. But V'lav mitamei, that's what's interesting about the Ran. He's mistopic what the Suffolk is. It's a Suffolk agave Suffolk. It's a Sfek Sfek, right? No, I'm just kidding. Right? He's mistaken. He doesn't know what the suffix is, but it's not the he's not bringing back the Acherim's shot. Right? the Acherim hold that the Sofek of Nasan Huva Amrei he is what? Sofek b'metzias. Ha'im abal maskim. The Amira is la'achar ha'nesina. The Ran learns the Sofek isn't din. Im shtikas ha'baal ka'amira. Ha'im shtikas ha'baal. Michlal b'kiyikach. Is it included in kiyikach? This is round number one. Comes round number two and suggests maybe the suffix is taken metzias, but not the way that the Acherim explained. The suffix is ha'im abal maskim. But why do we have such a suffix? Ulai hu shosek mishum delo ichpas lei limchos. Not that we don't know his das because the Amira took place after the Nesina, so b'shas Nesina we don't know what his das was. No. It's because he doesn't care to be moch. The Nesina and the Amira are bevasachas according to the Ran. The Amir is not la'acha nesina. Right? Afal pi sh'amira b'shas nesina, right? Nevertheless, the Baal doesn't care to be mocha. That's why he shows it. Not because he's maskin, but because he doesn't care to be mocha, because what's the big deal for him? Or maybe he is maskin. That's the suffix of the Gemara. So it's the same as the Acherim, but for a different reason. It's a Sofek in Metzias, but not because the Amir is occurring after the Nesina, so therefore we have a Sofek, what his Das was B'Shas Nesina, but rather because he shows six and he doesn't care to be Moch. Okay?
Just go back to what we said about the Acherim. I don't understand, if he doesn't Nesina, he does the Amir, and he says that.
No, he doesn't Nesina, and she does the Amir. Nasan Huva Amrahi. Nasan huva amrahi. Right? Amira bito la'achar hanasin. Comes around and ends with four words. Five words. Ve'ein zederach hasugi shalamala. The Ran gives us two approaches. One similar to the Acherim, but not exactly. The two approaches are whether the suffix of Nasan huva amrahi is a suffix in din or suffix in mitzias. And then the Ran says, "Ein zederach hasugya shalamal." Meaning, the Ran tells us, "I really like the first pshat, the first parish, my first parish, not the Acherim, but my first parish. I don't like the second parish. I like the first parish." Well, I'm not surprised by that because that's the parish that the Ran gives us on Daf Aleph on the Beis and Daf Be'arif. That was the parish of the Ran. Is shtika sabal ka'amira? Is it bechal ki'ikal? Chanat bechal ki'ikal? So it's not surprising that the Ran prefers the first parish, not the second parish. But why does he prefer the first parish? The Ran says, because ein zederach hasugya shalamala. Because the second pshat is really not what the sugya is saying. What in the world does the Ran mean with those words? The Ran is basically telling us, I think my pshat is right, pshat number one, because that's really the lashon of the Gemara on the hay on the Beis. I know, I'm writing this on the Zayin, says the Ran. Already. The Kodesh is midin already. But in the Gemara of Nasan Huva Amrahi, it sounds like my first parish, not like my second parish. Yeah, where in the Gemara is it Mukhach of the Ran's first parish? What is he talking about? Does anyone want to try their hand at this? So the Chemda Shlomo tried his hand. The Chemda Shlomo says, you know where the Gemara implies like the Ran's first parish? Meaning that the Sofek is in Din, not in Metzias. Sofek in how to understand Kiyikach? Well, what did the Gemara say? Remember, there were two Lashonas. It was a Lishna Kama and a Lishna Bastra. What did the Lishna Kama say? Nasanu v'amrihi, nasa kini shenas nahi v'amrihi v'enim akudashas. Not safik, but v'ad enim akudashas, right? What's nasa kini? So, if you recall, Tosas in Chulin says whenever it's, whenever Gemara uses the lashon nasa kini, what does that mean? Nasa kini. Nasa kini means that the time and have to be the same. The reasons are the same for both halachas. What's the reason that nas nahi v'amrihi v'enim akudashas? Because we don't know what the kavanah is. We don't know the maskim. Is that the reason why Nasna Hiva Amr Hiva is Enim Kadashas? No. What's the reason it's Enim Kadashas? What did Rashi say? It's Kitikach. It's not Kitikach. She did everything. She did everything. Avada Enim Kadashas. It's Kitikach. Comes the Chemda Shlomo and says, that's what the Ran has in mind. From the Lishna Kama, it's Muchach, that the problem of Nasna Hiva Amr Hiva is also a Kitikach problem. It's Kitikach, not Kitikach. Or, better yet, right? According to the Lishna Kama, the problem is Kiyigach. According to the Lishna Basra, it's a suffix in Kiyigach, because the Lishna Kama and the Lishna Basra are working together. From the Lashon Nasa Kimi, it sounds like the problem of Nasan Huva Amrahi is a Kiyigachdika problem. So it's either Vadai not Kiyigach, or rather Kiyigach, or it's a suffix if it's Kiyigach. Whose pshat is that? That's the Ran in Parish number one. That's why the Ran says, Ein Zederach HaSugya Shalamala. The Sugya Shalamala does not mashma like pshat number two, that's a suffix in Metzias. It says, Nasa Kimi! Nasa Kimi! Nasa Kimi sounds like it's the same as Nos Mehi Vamrahi. It's a problem of Kiyigach. The eye is in a point. Right? Such a sharp point of the Ran. Lufi Lechem B'Shlomo. So what's the Acherim going to say? They learn it's a suffix in the Metzias? How are they going to get out of this riot? Tos and Chulin is right. The Chemda Shlomo is right. The Ran is right. What's the answer, Yaakov?
Can you read a Mishnah Kama and a Mishnah Basra? You have to say they're the same.
Oh, Gevaldik! What the Acherim can claim is maybe that's part of what's going on between the Mishnah Kama and the Mishnah Basra. That the Mishnah Kama says, Nosan Mugomer Hiyavada is a Chisaran in Kiyigach. Mitzar Adin, it doesn't work. For sure. Shtikas habal, shtikas not kamira, says the Lishna Kama. It's definitely a problem of Kiyigach. The Lishna Basra. Lishna Basra didn't say nasa kimi, so we don't know what the Lishna Basra holds. Is the only difference between Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra is whether it's vadayin of kadesh or suffik? Maybe the Lishna Basra taka holds that it definitely would be Kiyigach if you have shtikas habal. The suffix is, what's the metzias? Is he really maskim or not maskim? If he's maskim, then his shtika is sufficient to be considered kiyigach. But if he's not maskim, then if there's no haskim, of course it's not going to work. Right? So it could be that part of what's going on between the Lishna Kama and Lishna Basra is not just the machlokas, whether it's vade enim kodeshes or suffix enim kodeshes. But according to the Lishna Basra, you're free to say that maybe the reasons for why it should be enim kodeshes have changed now. According to the Lishna Basra, you could say that the whole suffix is whether he's actually maskim or he's not maskim. Okay, so both approaches in the Ran can find a mocker in the sugya. It's not absolutely muchach, even though the Ran thought like that. It's not muchach to say like the Ran, that from the sugya itself, it's clear that it's a suffix in din and not a suffix in the mitzis. Okay, we'll stop here.